welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. So today we are going to discuss the second part of our COVID story. So this is going to be about my son, who is 16 years old. Now he has asthma, severe allergies like environmental, food that will kill him, oral allergies, and probably an underlying autoimmune disorder like I have. So we're working with a functional medicine doctor to help find us the root cause of his issues. But I do have a pretty good idea what probably caused it. So let's go ahead and talk about his COVID story, and then we're going to talk about bitter melon. So he was sick for about 6 days. During those 6 days, he really just wanted to sleep and didn't really want to eat much, which is very odd since it was Thanksgiving and he's 16. Like, when do they not want to eat? I did make him drink bone broth and treated him the same as my daughter. And I shared that on our previous episode. As she was starting to feel better on Saturday, that's when he woke up not feeling very well. Interestingly, both said right before they got sick, they had a horrible headache. And they couldn't really describe it. It was just kind of in their front, maybe in their sinus area. And it just really, really hurt them. It was very painful. This was about midday for my daughter, and my son woke up at 4 a.m. with that headache. He had some mild breathing issues, nothing out of concern. Some of that was also could have been related to his asthma and allergies. His O2, heart rate, and pulse were all normal. I did use some essential oils. One particular one that I use is called Breathe, which helped him a lot. We have kept this essential oil on hand and in stock for over 8 years. It is his favorite thing to use when he is having allergy issues. He just rubs it on his chest with some sunflower oil and we diffuse it. He ran a mild fever that never got over 101. His throat did hurt a lot, and so I made sure that I had plenty of popsicles on hand. And we also gave him honey. And like my daughter, it was making sure that he had enough fluids. So teas, waters, and popsicles were very much pushed every day. He woke up on Friday as his normal, hyper, funny self. He was back to normal without any issues. One of the herbs I used in my immunity tea during this time was bitter melon. I bought seeds of bitter melon because of its medicinal properties and because it's often found in Okinawan foods. It has been used in traditional medicine for over 3,000 years. And my daughter absolutely loves the Japanese and Okinawan cultures. So I bought these seeds to grow really just for her love of the culture. While my garden did not do very well due to a very bad infestation of cucumber beetles and squash bugs, this actually took off like wildfire. Well, the plant can still attract cucumber beetles. For whatever reason, the cucumber beetles did not bother it. It grew so much. I was literally going crazy with as much fruit that it grew. I could not keep up with the production. But I did give a lot to the chickens. It is a vine and you want to let it climb. And it will easily take over your garden. The fruit is long green or white and has a bumpy or spiky skin depending on the variety. The white variety is supposed to be the best tasting. I plan on growing it this coming year. You can find the seeds at Baker Creek. When it is ripe, it opens like a flower and it turns this beautiful reddish orange. The seeds are bright red. Well, at least the variety that we have. I found that you want to pick the melon well before it's ripe. If you're going to use it for stir fry, eating it raw, or preserving it, I found it's about 2 weeks old, it's still firm and green, really is the best time to harvest it. But you can harvest it at any time. It is very healthy, but it's also very bitter. So just a forewarning, most people seem to either really love it or really not like it. My family didn't care for it too much because it is very, very bitter. We tried it in a couple of dishes. Depending on when you harvest it, you will be slicing, and there's a variety of different colors it can be. It can be green on the outside and red seeds as it starts to ripe. And the colors just kind of change as it ripes. If it's not very ripe, then the seeds are white. And that has a lot of bitter flavor, so you could just kind of scrape it off if you wanted to. The skin is also edible. I have linked some pictures of ours from our garden over on my website at notboundliving.com. And of course, all links will be posted in the show notes. So Is it good for you? Absolutely. It's so healthy. Bitter melon has twice the beta carotene as broccoli, twice the potassium of bananas, and twice the calcium of spinach. It contains high amounts of fiber, phosphorus, iron, phytonutrients, antioxidants, and vitamins A, C, B1, B2, and B3. So how does it all work with you? There have been over 100 studies to help with a variety of issues, such as menstruation irregularities, blood sugar, inflammation, colds, autoimmune disorders, and many more. Vitamin C helps with disease prevention, bone formation, and wound healing. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin and promotes skin health and proper vision. And bitter melon contains various antioxidant compounds that help with metabolic syndromes, reduce free radicals, and reduce inflammation. It has been used in traditional Asian medicine to help with diabetes, and studies show anti-diabetic properties. A 3-month study showed great results in lowering blood sugars. And not only does it help with all of that, it also has antibacterial and antiviral agents and can help with viruses. It has also been shown to help with ulcers. It helps with H. pylori and is a natural laxative. It can also help with detoxing and liver damage. One study states that bitter melon has anti-cancerous and anti-tumorous properties and anti-HIV properties. And if that is not enough to use bitter melon in my immunity tea, interestingly, a study shows that the phytoconstituents from bitter melon are potential agents to treat SARS-CoV-2 viral infections due to their binding to the spike proteins S1 and S2, which is pretty amazing. While I bought it and grew it for the reasons I stated above and for its overall medicinal properties, I had no idea about the COVID study as it was just released September 2021. And I grew my bitter melon in the spring, summer, and fall of 2021. Now, I really want to warn you that it is bitter. You can look online to find various recipes and how to use it. And one way to use it is through an extract. I will link that below. You can also grow it. Very, very affordable to grow it. And you can use all parts of it, which is awesome because I used everything in my tea. Do want to warn you about the seed pods. They could potentially cause some harm if you ate them or if you took them a long time. So be sure that you research it if you decide that you want to add it into your diet, and to be sure that it does not have any issues with any medications or any health problems that you have. Next year, I am planning to juice it and add honey to help with the flavor. And I am also planning on to grow the white variety because it is supposed to be the best tasting and the least bitter. So next episode, we are going to discuss my confusing COVID positive tests. So be sure that you subscribe and listen to the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new. Please do not forget to subscribe to my podcast. You can find the links to studies on my show notes page and on my blog at Not Bound Living. As always, I am not a doctor. I am not telling you what to do, just sharing our experiences and information. Please seek your medical professional or healthcare doctor. This is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. Just a legal disclaimer because I do not want you to get hurt. I hope you have a fantastic night, and I will talk to you soon.